Hey everyone, it's Jeff Fisher, and I want to say welcome to the Entrepreneur Podcast, Hustle to the Top. And today I'm super blessed and honored to have my newest friend from LinkedIn that we connected on, Mr. Bogdan. He's actually a 21-year-old young entrepreneur just out there crushing it, becoming a world changer. And, I'm just super excited that we connected on this episode. He's definitely going to come on here and just share some gold nuggets on, maybe for some young entrepreneurs or people that want to kind of get into the entrepreneur role, become their, start creating their own, just some of the things that it's going to take to get there. And also he's going to share just some success habits that he's doing in his own business that he lives by every day, and just really just share some entrepreneur gold nuggets. So I'm going to go ahead and let Mr. Bogdan take over by transitioning this over to the next audio. Also, keep in mind, he actually went to Chapel Hill, UNC. I know some of y'all know that I went to North Carolina State, and we're big rivals, but I definitely won't hold that against Mr. Bogdan. He's a sharp individual, and he's got a big, enormous career ahead of him. So I'm going to go ahead and transition this audio over, and thanks again for tuning in to the Hustle to the Top podcast. See you at the top. Hey everyone, it's Jeff Fisher here, and I just want to say welcome, to this podcast. I have a great member, on LinkedIn, a good person I was able to connect with just recently. He's doing some really big things with his company. He's a co-founder of a company called Signature, and they're just doing some really big things in the community, helping a lot of people, with brand awareness. And I just want to get Mr. Bogdan on here, that way he can kind of share his message and just kind of give some cool principles, some cool tips for anybody that's a business leader that's really looking to take their business to the next level. So first of all, I just want to, welcome you to the podcast, but also just kind of share your story a little bit and just kind of tell me a little bit about yourself and what led you to the role where you're at now with your company.
Wow. Well, Jeff, thank you so much, first of all, for having me. I really, really do appreciate it. I'll do my best to shed some light and share some insight to the best of my ability. But your first question, you wanted kind of a backstory into who I am and what I do, how I got into the position I am in right now. I'll say this all started several years back. I was born and raised here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I was a competitive ice hockey player for several years. And as a result, actually, I was homeschooled. So I didn't navigate the traditional public school system like many of my peers. And I was dead set and committed on playing professional ice hockey. Now, it came time, I was probably a freshman or sophomore year of high school, and I started recognizing and realizing, hey, I'm not going to do as well as I thought I would. I'm not going to go pro, even though I thought these were my dreams and I had these aspirations. So I had to make a really tough call, and I decided that I was going to double down and focus on school. It sounds super boring, super lame at the time. Like, I could be a professional athlete, but I course corrected, if you will. And I switched up my goal a little bit, and I instead made a commitment to going to UNC Chapel Hill. And I wanted to go to UNC Chapel Hill to study business and with a minor in entrepreneurship, because I had this, it was like within my gut, this feeling that I was supposed to do something in the business world. And it started, it's so funny, it started when I was really young. So even before I started playing hockey, I was a 10, 11, 12 year old kid, and I would be knocking on doors. I was mowing lawns. I couldn't even push the lawnmower. I was mowing lawns. I was washing people's cars, and they didn't even know I was washing it. They didn't even know it was dirty, but I was washing it. I was doing whatever I could to make money at the time. So I knew that I had this entrepreneurial spirit within me. And I just didn't know how to grow it. I didn't know what to do to get to the next level. So I thought school was the route. I thought UNC Chapel Hill was what was going to take me to that next level. So I made that commitment. I followed through. Eventually, I did get accepted to UNC Chapel Hill. And it's interesting because less than a month before I was supposed to enroll in my sophomore year there at UNC Chapel Hill, I decided last minute that I was not going to go. Now, the reason for that is because the summer prior, I had had an extremely, extremely successful and eye-opening experience doing door-to-door sales. So I started out like most sales reps. I was super ambitious. I was all for it. I was gung-ho all about it. And I started out, I remember my first day, I got a door slammed in my face. Not only did I get dozens of doors slammed in my face, but the first door I ever knocked on, I remember very vividly, like through the house, the lady didn't even open the door. She just screamed, "Go away, I'm calling the cops." So this is my first ever door. I'm like, I'm a kid, I'm 16, 17. I'm like, I can do anything, right? And here I am just like running out of the neighborhood, like, oh shoot, I'm getting the cops called on me. I just started. But nonetheless, Jeff, I made a commitment to getting great at it and mastering the sales process. So slowly but surely, I tested, I failed, I tried, I failed over and over and over again. But eventually I developed some skills and I ended up becoming somewhat good at it. And eventually I was the top performing salesman within that organization at the time. We were selling little pieces of plastic, little discount cards, if you will, here locally in the Triangle. And I worked my way up to a position where I was actually responsible for leading teams of high school and college students who were doing door-to-door sales. And this is where I found my true fulfillment, you know? Like I was actually able to pour into, sow seeds, coach, lead, and guide other people, other peers that had similar ambition, you know? So that's where I got a lot of fulfillment, a lot of joy. So now comes the time for me to go to school. I had tasted what it feels like to work really, really hard and actually achieve your goals. So I was like, you know what, Mom, you know what, Dad, I want to give myself a year to see what I'm made of, see what I can do in the marketplace. And worst case scenario, I fail and I have to go back to school. So be it. I'll do it. Right. So time comes for me to not go to school. I start my own business. That's a pretty much an exact replica of that first business. Run that for about a year and a half with one of my best friends. And then after that, I got hired as a sales manager at a marketing agency called Geek Smash. It's just a marketing agency that specializes within the geek, pop culture, and entertainment industry. So I ran that for about a year and a half. And it was really cool being able to work closely with a CEO who had so much experience over me. And I was able to travel the world, attend different expos and events, trade shows and comic cons, if you will. So I had developed, I really nurtured and developed the sales skills that I had developed. And then we noticed, my CEO and I, we noticed a trend. And the trend was that everyone that we talked to, every one of our marketing clients was interested in influencer marketing. As you said earlier, influencer marketing was the hot trend, right? Everyone wanted it. No one really knew what it was or how to price it or what to do. But we decided, hey, let's learn it. Let's study and let's become experts at it, right? So slowly but surely we did. And then we actually built a talent management company. So out of necessity, we started not only feeding jobs to these influencers or these personalities, but we manage them exclusively, which means all their business goes through us, all the back end behind the scenes negotiation, all of that goes through us. So I really love, fell in love with talent management, not because it was the hot thing or because it was trendy, but because, Jeff, honestly, I had an opportunity, or at least I saw the long-term opportunity for me to influence people who have influence in the world. You know what I mean? So I found a lot of pleasure, a lot of fulfillment and joy out of doing that. And I grew a lot as a result. So I was running this talent management company at the time. One of my lifelong best friends, Matt, had been running a media company. Wow. And he had been extremely successful doing that here in the Triangle. We grew up a street over from each other. We connected through the bodybuilding fitness world. And we had been really good friends ever since, but he had been running this successful media company. I was trying to learn. Granted, I wasn't massively successful at it, but I was trying to learn talent management. So we thought, hey, why don't we join those two together, add a whole new layer to everything that we're doing, and hopefully we can supercharge our efforts together as a result. So that's what we did several months ago. So we're fairly new. We're fairly young. We're not a humongous company by any means, and we're learning a lot, but we're definitely experiencing a lot as well. So we're able to travel a lot, offering both talent management services for talent and personalities who qualify and meet our requirements, but then also offering media, branded content, commercials, remote editing, digital strategy for those online who need it.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, just seeing just the experiences that that you've went through that kind of led you to where you're at. You know, it seems like every business owner that I talk to, it seems like, you know, going through the challenges of learning sales, you know, that seems to be a big, you know, component of, you know, helping them get success. And it just, the fact that you told the story with the door knocking, that's actually, you know, kind of how I started, you know, my sales career as well. And, you know, because that's, you know, that's like, you know, I mean, when I was doing door knocking, it was, it'd be like 100 degrees outside,
you know,
you're working off commission. So you don't, you know, you never know where your next sale is going to be. But at the same time, it's just, you know, every no, every no you get, you're closer to a yes. And just hearing your story is incredible, you know. And let me ask you this. I mean, being that, you know, you sound like a young entrepreneur who's, you know, full of ambition, you know, what's your mindset like on a daily basis?
Yeah, that's definitely a really good question. My mindset is focused on growth. So maintaining a positive mindset, it's so cliche. Everyone's heard it before. I'm not saying anything revolutionary or super insightful, but maintaining a mindset of positivity, of gratitude for everything that's being thrown at me, the good and the bad. I think a lot of times it's easy when we're in a position that's uncomfortable to reject anything that's out of the ordinary or that we didn't see coming, but actually genuinely adopting a sense of an appreciation for everything that life throws at you is absolutely imperative to really get to the next level. And the reason for that is because everyone's got their stuff. Everyone's gonna have their fair share of trouble, hardships, disappointments, and curveballs. But it's really how we adopt and adapt and react. I think at the end of the day, that's what makes the difference. So maintaining a positive mindset, super, super important. Maintaining a growth mindset. So every day, auditing myself. How did I learn? How did I grow? How did I get better today? Not like generally, not like, oh, like I've been doing well, but like measurably, like today, what did I do to get better, to learn, to experience, to push myself out of my comfort zone? I think it's that daily assessment of ourselves that really over a long period of time has a almost like a compounding effect.
Yeah, you know, like in this, say that.
Just a day, right? It's just a day, but over a month and then a year and then eventually 5 and 10 years, it makes a whole lot of a difference, man. So to answer your question, that's what I like to keep at the forefront of my mind.
That's amazing. Are you using certain tools, like any like phone apps, or are you like just a notebook to kind of like measure your results like on a daily basis, or like how are you measuring?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's kind of simple, but usually I just write it down. I just take notes. And sometimes my business is not always a reflection of how I'm doing. Like how I'm feeling isn't always how I'm doing. So I take notes of how I'm feeling, but I also take notes of the actual measurable results. Like how is the business doing? What have I learned? Who have I met? How have I been challenged? How have I stepped out of my comfort zone? I'm a writer. A lot of times people like to take notes on their phone. I'll still do that as well, but I like to write things down, man. I like to feel the ink. Like, and it's the same with goals as well. Like I it's so funny. When I was 18, I remember I wrote myself a check for $1 million and I signed it and I dated it for the day I turned 25. I'm not yet 25. I just turned 21. But my goal is to be able to cash a check like that for myself when I'm 25. So you just see, like, I still have it like framed. Like I still have the actual check that I did that. So I'm a writer. I like to keep a notebook, keep a log of how I'm doing. Admittedly, I don't do it as often as I should, so I'm not perfect at it by any means, but that's just what works for me. And it's that constant daily reminder and assessment that really means a lot to me.
Man, that's incredible, really. Like, let me ask you, so you're 21, you're a young entrepreneur. I mean, there's obviously, there's people that's 21 and, you know, they're like all over the place, right? But you seem to have a good mindset, you know, at a very early age. Just for any of the young entrepreneurs that are, you know, like that are looking to possibly get into the entrepreneurial world, or maybe they're, you know, they have their friends or their family members that, you know, they're like throwing rocks at their feet. They're not like, you know, believing in them, you know, because of their goals that they might have. I mean, what are some like some words of wisdom that you can give them?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, just trust your gut. You know what I mean? Like, if you have this feeling within you that you're supposed to do something maybe untraditional, and here's the thing, I want to make it abundantly clear. It's not like, oh, drop out of school and be an entrepreneur. That's the right way. And then the wrong way is college. Like, we still need doctors. We still need lawyers. Like, if that's for you, I say, do it. You know, like, that's amazing. And that's incredible. If, however, you find yourself to be of the minority who are built and designed and hardwired, like in our DNA, we're hardwired to think creatively. We're hardwired to live in chaos, but to turn that chaos into order and solve problems through business. If that's you, then I say go all into it. You know what I mean? Like, I at the end of the day, we're so young. A lot of these, college will always be there to take your money. It's not going to like disappear in like a year. I promise you, it's still going to be there. It's still a business. But if people are throwing rocks at your feet, man, just collect those rocks and maybe sell them, you know, like,
start a business. I like it.
you can do something with it. And here's the thing. A lot of times people take it and grow a chip on their shoulder, and that's okay. Like, I guess you could use that to fuel you, but at the end of the day, you need to have more than just a chip on your shoulder to fuel you in the pursuit of what you're trying to do. So having a strong why behind what you're doing, I think, is absolutely fundamental. A lot of times people, young entrepreneurs, myself included, it's very easy to chase after shiny objects, to chase after, quite frankly, money. And money is absolutely important, absolutely necessary to be successful in business. But at a young age, when you're 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23, I would chase one thing, and that's gonna be new experiences. And those new experiences need to be coupled with skills that you can learn. So the reason you should go to school is to develop skills or to meet people. Those are the two reasons you should go to school. And that's the same reason that you should be doing any job at 19, 20, 21, because the reality is we're young, man. We have so much time ahead of us. I'm focused on the macro, the long term. What is my life going to look like when I'm 40, 45, 50, 55? And to me, it's not a big deal if I take a lesser paying opportunity in the moment, if I can meet the right person, if I can get seen, break obscurity, or if I can develop skills that are really going to carry me. That at the end of the day, I mean, I'm getting job opportunities and job offers right now that arguably many of my peers who are going to be finishing college in a year or two are going to be fighting for. I'm getting those opportunities now. And it's not because I'm amazing or I'm incredible or out of the ordinary in any means. It's simply because I've put myself out of my comfort zone. I'm in that position. I've made an effort to introduce myself. And I've learned a lot along the way. So hopefully anyone listening to this can grab something from it. But honestly, man, there's a lot of time. And anyone can really do anything. I think we're in the singular best time ever to just go for it. Go all in and just do it.
Absolutely.
What's the worst that could happen? You fail?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and it's crazy because you talk to some people and they're like, man, it's like, I don't know how to get started, or, you know, like, you know, what business should I do? Or, I don't have the education, you know, but when you look at it, it's like, you know, information's everywhere, right? You know, like, you can go on YouTube, you could type in Google. I mean, you could just start posting questions in Facebook groups. I mean, just start asking, right?
Exactly. There's no scarcity of information online. If anything, there's too much. Right. So the thing is, like, if you really want to do it, there's absolutely no excuse on earth that is valid. None whatsoever. Because if you really want to become an expert at something, it's not some course that's going to make the difference. It's going to be this unrelenting desire and commitment to learning everything you can, to becoming the expert in the space of that. Like, your thing, Jeff, whatever that one thing is, you need to be utterly committed and obsessed to that one thing. I mean, that's what's going to carry you to the next level. And I'm sure you've had a lot of reasons to quit, right? You've had a lot. Everyone has.
Oh yeah.
But it's that unrelenting commitment, I think, that makes the difference over the long term. And just getting rid of excuses, man, they don't really pay off.
No, absolutely. No. Let me ask you this question. What books are you reading? Are you a book reader, or do you, what are some things that are kind of helping you?
Yeah, absolutely. I, when I, it's funny, when I first started, door-to-door sales, I was very fortunate because I was in an environment, a growth-heavy environment. So what I mean by that is I was surrounded by other sales reps. I was surrounded by leaders. I was surrounded by people within the organization who had this same drive to become the best that they could be. And so as a result, everyone was reading. Everyone was listening to podcasts. Everyone was, we had team meetings. We were like, how can we get better? What can we do to take ourselves to the next level? So we were naturally, that environment is very conducive to growth. Cause it's kind of like, well, there are all these people I need to, like, they're keeping me accountable. I don't want to let them down. Of course I'm going to read that book. Of course I'm going to go the extra mile. So I was very fortunate, and I spent pretty much the first year and a half that I was doing sales obsessively. I mean, like every day, just consuming content, even if it wasn't the best content. I knew, like, if I just get like one little nugget, like 1% out of this whole podcast I'm listening to is actually valuable and I can actually use it and implement it to change my life, then it's worthwhile for me. You know, like a book, like you're not going to remember the whole book, but maybe one page out of it really shifts your mindset. So I spent a lot of time on Gary V's stuff, his motivational stuff online. I spent time in Grant Cardone's sales training. I spent time listening to Tony Robbins and some of his older stuff. The tried and true communication and sales informational courses that were out there as well. So I was just like, just reaching for whatever I could get, whatever I could find. Yeah. exactly, man. So it obviously it lent itself well to being able to grow, and I honestly attribute a lot of my positive, I don't want to say my success, but I attribute a lot of my positivity and a lot of the growth mindset that I have to the environment that I was in and to the information that I consumed. Just really learning from people who've done it before and realizing, hey, these people are not special. They're special, but they're not special. You know what I mean? So they don't have some innate talent or skill that no one else can develop. They just had a commitment and they never quit. And it's that commitment and that ability to never quit that's really inspired me when I see it in other people. And I have no doubt that anyone can do absolutely anything that they set their mind to because of those influences that I've seen.
Right. That's amazing. Yeah. That's one thing I noticed, you know, cause I have a mentor, you know? And so, at one point I didn't have a mentor. So I was, you know, I relied on like a lot of like, you know, audio books and, you know, just reading and stuff of that nature. But, you know, once I started, you know, putting myself around, you know, more people that I would like to be like, you know, like my mentors, who's very successful in marketing, you know? So I know, because I latched onto him and now it's like, you know, I'm learning things, you know, I'm kind of like learning things and experiencing things and saving a lot of time of making mistakes that he's already made. Right. He's already been down that path. And so by having those daily conversations, and it allows me to kind of level up and kind of avoid some of those mistakes that he made early on in his business.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, those people that are successful, they genuinely want to help. And that's what's so cool really, is that a lot of times these successful people, they get a bad rep because people think, they're just greedy. They just had to do a lot of people wrong to get to where they are. But no, they've been in the situation, the position you're in right now, and they genuinely want to help because they see no scarcity. You know, they don't need to protect any, like they have their own. They want to pour into people who are willing to receive it. So being teachable, just like yourself, and learning from other people, I think that's so important, man. I think that's super, super, super valuable.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. Let me ask you this. I mean, being that where you're at, you know, in your business, and you know, this podcast will go on many different platforms. What are some, you know, connections that you're looking to make in your business that I can, you know, maybe kind of help you get there? Or, you know, is there things that, you know, that you're kind of looking out for in your business that can kind of, you know, maybe help to take it to the next level? Because I know, you know, it's all about networking, right? And it's sometimes, you know, you meet that right person that can kind of help, you know, grow your business even more. Or it's, you know, a type of service. Or is there anything that you're looking for right now in your business that,
Yeah.
Our audience so can, it,
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. In general, I'm always looking for great people. You know, anyone who's ever tried looking for new talent, and by talent, I don't mean influencer. I mean just good people who are good assets, good resources to your team. Anyone who's found themselves in that position has seen that it's really hard to find really great people who can do a good job and who are willing to just do the thing that they're supposed to do and go above and beyond it. So I'm always looking just to connect and meet people, just like yourself, man. I mean, I just want to know you and be friends with you because we're both young. We're going to be around for a long time, and, you know, God willing. So I know that the relationship itself will carry through many different stages of life. So your question was, is there anything in my business now that I need, any type of connections I could make? I mean, we're always looking for more clients. So anyone who needs, I would focus less on the talent management side, but really anyone who needs a branded media, so commercials, like let's say they have a physical product, they need really high quality video, or maybe they are doing a vlog and they can do the recording, but they need someone to edit it. That's something that we can totally handle, as well as like branded assets, like motion graphics, Instagram swipe ups. You've seen it on all those brand pages. Like that's what our team in-house creates. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt, we have the best team here within the lines of North Carolina, at the very least. And I believe in the quality of our work, and I have no doubt that we have everything, all the capabilities we need to service this entire community very well. So, I'm always looking for new people, or not necessarily like hiring at the moment, but always looking for new people to open a line of communication with and really see if there's something down the road. So creatives, people who are, good, with a camera and good with editing, I mean, those types of people are always valuable. As well as people who have a company and they're like, I have my thing, but I need someone who can handle my online presence because right now I don't really have any good content to post. I don't know how to do it. Like, I just need someone to, I just don't want to think about it. I just need someone to take it over pretty much. So that's what we can do. So I'm not sure. Hopefully that answers your question. Anyone who kind of falls anywhere between those parameters I'd be super, super grateful to meet.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, Bogdan, let me ask you this. How can, my audience, get a hold of you? How can they reach out to you? What's the best way? What social media platforms are you on? I know you're on LinkedIn. Could you share that information?
Yeah. So my LinkedIn username is just, I think it's just Bogdan Padua. Honestly, I don't even know. I think it is. Let me check that right now. but my, if it is indeed Bogdan Padua, that's going to be spelled Bogdan. That's my first name. Last name is Padua. That's P, like Patrick, Adua. And that's also my username on Instagram. I believe that's my username on Facebook. That's where anyone listening can go and follow me. I'm most active on LinkedIn and Instagram. Of the two, I'm on Instagram all the time. So if anyone wants to connect with me, that's the best place to do it. My email is also going to be Bogdan, just my first name, Bogdan, and then at our website. And our website is going to be signature.co. That's signature. So signature with a Y, signature.co, not .com. So Bogdan at signature.co, that's my email. Reach out to me with any questions. I would love to connect with you there or on LinkedIn or on social.
That's amazing. And, I'll definitely be sure to post those links in the podcast as well. And then the last question, being that this podcast is called Hustle to the Top, what is just one thing, I guess, that you can kind of put out there? You know, how are you guys hustling to the top?
Wow. That is, how are we hustling to the top, man? It's what I talked about earlier, man. It's this unrelenting desire to push ourselves out of our comfort zone, to break the mold and really challenge ourselves every single day. You know, it's so easy to get caught in the motions, but really asking ourselves every day, like, who did we meet? How did we invest into our community? How did we push ourselves? I think that's what really means a lot to us as a team, and investing into ourselves. You know, meeting people like yourself, reading books, seeking knowledge, seeking information as often as possible. I think that's what really contributes to the hustle mentality that we have. But honestly, we just want to take over. I want to build one of the largest media companies here. And I want to be a company that really, really, really contributes. You know, I don't want to be a company that entertains. There's a lot of entertainment. There's a lot of distractions out there, and there's nothing wrong with them by any means. I love a good YouTube video, you know, like it's great. We need that, you know, but at the end of the day, that's not what I'm going to be known for long after I die. I want to be known for someone who really invested into both my team, my partners, a business clients, but someone who really pulled everyone into their destiny. You know, like I believe in purpose. I believe that every single person listening to the sound of my voice right now was put here on this earth for a reason. You know, you're not an accident. You know, you have these desires. It's probably, you have these dreams and ambitions. That's probably why you're listening to this thing. That thing, that very desire you have, don't ignore it. It was put there purposefully. And you would be doing yourself an incredible disservice if you ignored it. So I just want to encourage anyone listening to me right now, go after whatever it is that's on your heart. Push yourself every day. Push yourself out of your comfort zone. And I have no doubt that we'll see you at the top.
Boom. Drops the mic.
There you go, man.
Man, Vogan, I appreciate you being on the podcast, man. It's been a blessing, really, to have you on to share those gold nuggets. You know, I'll definitely make sure that, you know, my followers that listen to this will definitely connect to you. And I definitely want to stay in contact with you. I want to follow your journey, you know, and I want to connect more people to you and just grow that friendship. So I just want to say thanks for hopping on. And for anybody else, make sure you tell all your friends and family to go share the podcast, Hustle to the Top. Again, want to thank Mr. Vogan for being on here in the podcast. Until next time, take care. Later.
Thank you. See ya.
See ya.
Hey there, just want to say thanks for tuning in to our podcast episode today with Mr. Bogdan. Definitely was great having him on. Also, keep in mind, if you're a business owner and you're looking to get more clients in your business and maybe you don't have a marketing plan or anything kind of sketched out on paper, head over to my website at jfishmarketing.com and you can actually download the actual digital marketing blueprint that I use for my own business. And also, if you ever want to learn about what I do as a business owner, you know, as far as getting you more clients in your business, again, you can check out www.jfishmarketing.com and I'll be here to answer any questions that you have. You know, I talk about Facebook ads, but I also have a LinkedIn marketing service for my business, the business owners as well. So, which the Facebook ads, you know, is more so for business to consumer. So, you know, if you ever have any questions, you know, just feel free to go in there and tour my site. And, you know, you can always book a free 15-minute call with me on my website. You know, we can chat and maybe I can give you some cool tips on how you can further grow your business. But thanks again for tuning in. And until next time, I'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks again for tuning in to Hustle to the Top. Take care. Bye.